And that is the group from Beijing.
那就是在北京的这一群人。
Wasn't that pretty piano music in that video?
那个视频里的这个钢琴音乐是不是很好听？
And by the way, you have a good pianist.
啊，顺便提一提，你们的事情非常棒。
I will not give you a political opinion, but I'll give you a piano player opinion.
我不给你们政见，但是我可以呢，给你们关于你们事情的意见。
It is so nice to actually hear a hymn accompanied by an excellent piano score.
那么就是能够听到一首诗歌，然后就配上很好、很美好的这个音乐，是非常的福气。
So the talk this morning is about the doorman of the Trinity.
所以今天早上的信息呢，是讲到三一神的一个掌门的。
The Holy Spirit is like a doorman at a hotel.
那么圣灵呢，就像是一个酒店里那个开门的人。
He is the one who opens up the door of the Christian life so that we might experience the Father and the Son.
他呢，就像是一个开门的，把门打开，使你能够经历父神和子神。
It's interesting when you study the Holy Spirit, how you discover the Bible assumes that He is divine.
那么很有意思的就是当你读圣经的时候，你就会发现实际上这里呢有一个假设，圣灵呢是有神性的。
Here's an example of how the deity of the Holy Spirit is expressed by Paul.
那么 这里啊 是一个例子，保罗如何来形容圣灵的神性。
In 1 Corinthians 6:19-20
在哥林多前书六章十九到二十节。
He writes, So do you not know that your body is an inner sanctuary of the Holy Spirit who is in you?
他说岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？是住在你们里头的。
Now an inner sanctuary is the Holy of Holies in the temple.
那么这个圣灵的殿呢，就是讲到至圣所。
And only God could dwell in the Holy of Holies.
只有神能够住在至圣所里。
Interestingly, you're described as the Holy of Holies.
那么很有意思的就是说，这里形容你们就是个至圣所。
And the one who is dwelling there is God the Spirit.
那么住在里面的就是圣灵。
And it just assumes that the Holy Spirit is divine.
那么这里呢，就假设圣灵是有神性的。
And the ministries of the Holy Spirit are described by Paul.
那么保罗呢，这里就描述了圣灵的工作。
Referring to Christ, it says, "In Him also, after listening to the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation."
那么这里是关于基督的，他说你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音。
After believing, you are sealed in him, in Christ, with the Holy Spirit of promise.
也信了基督，既然信他，就受了 所应许的圣灵为印记。
Notice, you believed and you were sealed.
请注意，你们相信了，然后你们就接受了。
How many times did you have to believe?
所以呢，你需要相信几次呢？
20 times?
20次吗？
10 times?
10次吗？
5 times?
5次吗？
2 times?
2次吗？
1 time?
一次。
Because a little bit of trust in a good God will keep you saved forever.
因为啊，你只需要小小的一点信靠一位这么良好良善的神，这就是可以保守你一辈子。
And the seal is the seal of ownership.
那么这个印记呢，是一个有所有权的一个印记。
And the Holy Spirit is God's mark of ownership of who we are.
那么圣灵呢，就是神的一个所有权的印记，表说我们是谁。
Then it goes on to say, "Who is given as an arabone of our inheritance?"
这个继续就讲到说，这个圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，就是 arabone。
In the Chinese Bible, I assume it's down payment.
在中文圣经里，我假设这里说是一个头款，一个值。
But in the English translation, I inserted a Hebrew word, arabone, that has been brought over into Greek, so that you could hear the Greek word that Paul used, arabone.
但是在英文圣经里，我加了这个。Arabon 这个希伯来文的字，这个希伯来文的字呢，也是进入到那个希腊文里面，所以你们就可以听见这个原来的字。
And this Hebrew word Arabon spread all through the Mediterranean, and it's found in Greek and it's found in Latin.
那么 Arabon 这个希伯来文字呢，就传遍了这个地中海，所以呢，出现在希腊文里，也出现在拉丁文里。
It's a foreign word that came into a language, another language.
是一个外来的字，但是进入了他们的文字里。
I learned some Chinese when I was in Beijing.
在北京呢，我学到一个中文字。
And I learned it because, well, I'll tell you what it is.
我告诉你们是什么字。
I was listening to a Chinese person talking.
我在听个中国人在讲话。
And they said,
那他们说
okay, ma.
Okay, ma.
And I knew what ma meant.
我知道妈是什么意思。
And when I heard okay,
然后我听到 okay 的时候
okay, ma.
Okay, ma.
I thought, I know that.
我说啊，我知道。
And okay, which actually started as a German word,
okay, 原来是一个德国字。
Came over into English,
然后进到英文里面。
And it ended up being shortened to okay.
然后呢，就被缩成 okay.
And it shows up in Beijing.
然后呢，就在北京出现了。
Chinese take everything.
中国人啊，所有的都收进去了。
Foreign word.
这是个外来的字。
Well, arabone is a foreign word.
那么 arabone 是一个外来的字。
And what it means is a down payment.
那么它的意思呢，是一个头款。
And it was a word that went all over the Mediterranean area.
那么这个字呢，是传遍了整个地中海这个地区。
Because the Phoenicians who actually spoke Hebrew used that as a contract word.
因为腓尼基人他们是说希伯来语的，他们用这个字呢出现在他们的合同里。
When they would order a shipload of wheat.
当他们要订一个船订那个麦子。
They would give a down payment.
他们要给头款。
They called it an arabone.
这个就是 arabone.
But it was a special down payment.
但是呢，这是一个特别的头款。
It meant that if we don't come back and pay you for the whole shipment of wheat, you can keep that 10%.
意思就是说，如果我们不回来付你们这个全部的这个资钱买这个所有的。麦子的话，你们就可以收下这个头款。
When you became a believer,
所以呢，当你成为一个信徒的时候
，God gave you the down payment of the Holy Spirit, promising you that what He started, He will finish.
那么神就把圣灵给你当作头款，意思就是说，他现在开始的，他必然成就。
And if he doesn't finish it, you can keep the Holy Spirit.
如果他不来完成，你就可以保留这个圣灵。
I'm pretty confident he'll finish what he started.
我非常有把握，他开始的，他必然完成。
Notice God the Father gave the two other persons of the Trinity for us.
请注意，父神嘛，把这个三一神的两位都给了我们。
We give things to each other.
那我们彼此呢，就赠送礼物。
God the Father gives persons.
但是呢，神赠送的啊，是那个有位格的。
He gave a son on the cross.
他把他的儿子送到十字架上。
As a payment.
当做一个头款。
For himself.
这是为他自己的。
But he gave the Holy Spirit to us as a payment.
但是呢，他把圣灵给我们呢，是他的一个付的款。
To give confidence to our fearful hearts.
是让我们这个惧怕的心能够得到安稳。
Let's talk about another ministry of the Spirit.
然后呢，让我们看圣灵另外的一项工作。
And Paul in Galatians 3 writes.
所以保罗在加拉太书第三章这么写。
But now that faith has come, we are no longer under a tutor.
但是呢，这个因信得救的道理既然来到，我们从此就不在师父的手下了。
He's referring to Jews who become believers.
他这里呢是指信主的犹太人。
For you are all sons of God through Christ Jesus.
所以你们因信基督耶稣都是神的儿子。
It has been fun to be teaching in Asia for about 11 years.
我在亚洲教导有11年之久，我非常喜爱。
And then China.
然后在中国。
In Hong Kong.
在香港。
In Taiwan.
在台湾。
In Singapore.
还有新加坡，还有泰国。
I'm just tired saying.
我讲都累，讲来都累了。
Cultures are different.
文化呢各有不同。
Let me show you the difference.
让我告诉你们怎么不同。
If I were speaking to a Caucasian American congregation.
所以呢，如果我在对美国的西方人讲道的话。
And I read, "For you are all sons of God in Christ Jesus."
如果我说你们在基督里、耶稣里都是神的儿子。
Do you know what those Caucasian women would be thinking?
你们知不知道这些西方的女士们会怎么想
？Paul did it again.
他说保罗又来了。
He mentioned sons and left out daughters.
他只提到儿子，没有提到女儿。
He just doesn't like women.
他不喜欢女人。
But if it were Asia,
但是呢，如果是在亚洲的话呢
？In a traditional Asian culture,
在一个传统的亚洲文化里。
And I said, "For you are all sons of God in Christ Jesus."
我如果说你们在耶稣基督里都是神的儿子
，the women would think.
那么这些女士们呢会这么想
？Good.
好极了。
I'm not a second-rate citizen.
我不是二等公民。
I'm a son.
我是一个儿子。
Totally different reaction.
是完全不同的反应。
I know a Vietnamese fellow.
我知道一个越南的基督徒。
He's a firstborn son.
他是一个长子。
Of a firstborn son.
是长子的长子。
Of a firstborn son.
又是一个长子的长子。
Of a firstborn son.
又是前面又是个长子。
Of a firstborn son.
前面又是一个长子。
And when he goes to his village in Vietnam.
那么当他在去他的村子里的时候。
He's practically worshiped.
人们就相当之在敬拜他。
Everybody thinks he's the luckiest young man alive.
他们就说：“哎呀，这是最幸运的年轻人。
”Because he's a firstborn son.
因为他是一个长子。
For all of you are firstborn sons in Christ Jesus.
你们所有的人在基督耶稣里都是长子。
Because you're treated the way God the Father treats His firstborn son.
因为神看待你们就如神看待他的长子一样。
And he explains how this works.
那么他就讲这个怎么回事呢？
For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ.
你们受洗归入基督的都是披戴基督了。
When you are immersed into Christ, you are clothed with Christ.
所以你们受洗归入基督的就是披戴基督。
In the ancient world, what you wore determined your status.
在古代的社会里，你的穿着就代表了你的身份。
In China 2,000 years ago, you had to wear the clothing that matched your status.
在中国2000年以前，你的穿着呢，必须要跟你的身份相称。
In the Greek world,
在希腊的社会里
，you had to wear your clothing that matched your status.
你呢？你的穿着呢？要跟你的身份相称。
To know a person's status, you just looked at how they were dressed.
所以呢，你怎么能够知道一个人的身份呢？你只要看他的穿着就知道了。
That's why in 1 Corinthians 15.
那就是为什么在哥林多前书第十五章。
The Father clothed His Son in the first robe, which declared.
所以呢，这个父亲呢，就叫他儿子所穿的袍子来，这个宣布这个儿子的身份。
When the prodigal son returned, the first thing the father did was put my robe on him.
所以呢，当那个浪子回来的时候，父亲第一句话就说，把那上好的袍子拿出来给他穿上。
So that everyone would know what the status of his returning son.
那所有的人都可以知道他这个回来的这个儿子的身份是什么。
You have been clothed in Christ.
你呢是已经穿戴基督了。
You have the status of Christ before God.
你在神的面前有基督的身份。
Now the Holy Spirit's ministry is to remind us that we have a good Father in heaven and the status we have before Him.
那么圣灵的工作呢，就是要提醒我们，我们在天上有一位这么好的父亲。那么我然后也提醒我们，我们在他面前的身份是什么。
Chapter 4, verse 6 says.
那么第四章第六节是这么说。
Because all of you are sons.
你们既为儿子。
And that's giving you your status.
这就是把你的身份给你了。
Whether you're female or male, you have the status of a mature son before God.
不管你是男的或者女的，你在神面前都有这样子的身份，就是一个成熟的儿子。
God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into our hearts.
神就差他儿子的灵进入我们的心。
Continually shouting, continually crying.
不停地呼叫，不停地呼喊。
Abba Fu.
Abba Fu.
Abba Fu.
Abba Fu.
Over and over again.
一直地重复。
Abba Fu.
Abba Fu.
Repeatedly.
重复又重复。
But many believers don't hear the shouting.
可是呢，很多的信徒都没有听到这个呼喊。
The Spirit is shouting that you have a Father in heaven who loves you.
这个圣灵在呼喊说，你在天上有一位爱你的父亲。
Who is not distant.
他不是遥远的。
But as close to you as the air you breathe.
他就如你所呼吸的空气一样的那么接近你。
But why don't many Christians hear that shouting?
为什么很多基督徒听不到这个呼喊？
I have a dear friend.
我有一个很好的朋友。
He's about 4 years older than I am.
他大概比我大四岁。
And he has a hearing aid.
他有助听器。
And I can always tell when he's not wearing it.
他如果没有戴助听器，我马上就知道。
Everybody shouts at him.
每一个人都要大声的喊叫。
And he doesn't hear it.
但是他听不见。
It's really funny listening to his wife shout driving directions at him.
所以呢，那这个听到他的妻子大声的把这个在开车的时候给他带路的。
What did you say?
你在说什么呀？
It's nerve-wracking.
这个就叫人紧张啊。
But when he puts the hearing aid in his ear,
可是呢，当他把助听器放到他的耳朵里，
he hears clearly.
他就可以听得很清楚。
Faith is our hearing aid.
我们的信心就是我们的助听器。
The Spirit of God does not bless suspicion.
所以呢，神的圣灵他不祝福怀疑。
When we exercise faith in the truth,
所以呢，当我们在真理里操练我们的信心的时候，
the Holy Spirit will make sure we feel the impact of that truth.
所以呢，圣灵呢就要让我们对那个真理啊，能够受到冲击。
So notice the ministry of the Holy Spirit in relationship to God the Father.
所以呢，我们要来看圣灵的工作呢，怎么样跟神有关。
He reminds us we have a good Father in heaven.
他提醒我们，我们在天上有一位很好的爸爸。
Now let's talk about his ministry in relationship to Christ.
所以呢，现在我们要看他的工作与基督相关的。
If you look at the screen, you see the words angels and humanity.
如果我们看这个投影啊，我们就看到这个天使跟人。
The Bible teaches that every angel is a unique artistic creation of God, unique unto itself.
这个圣经呢，就教导我们每一个天使呢，是一个特殊的创造，是一个独特的一个艺术品。
But that all of humanity is descended from one man and one woman.
但是整个的人类呢，都是从一个男人、一个女人出来的。
And we're all dependent on the DNA of Adam.
那么这呢，都是呢，基于这个亚当的基因。
And there is physical DNA and spiritual DNA.
所以呢，这个基因有这个肉体的，也有属灵的。
You know why I'm not as tall as she is?
你知道为什么我不像她那么高
？Oh, I'm sorry, as short as she is.
对不起，是跟她像她一样矮。
It's my mother's fault and my father's.
是我妈妈的错，是我爸爸的错。
My mother was big and my father was big. Here I am.
因为我的母亲很大，我的父亲也很大，所以呢，我就是这样。
And whenever I want to pick up something off the floor, I wish I were her height.
所以呢，当我需要在地上捡东西的时候，我就希望像她一样矮。
Could you imagine picking up 200 pounds from a kneeling position?
你能不能想象你跪在地上要举200磅重的东西？
The DNA you inherited determines everything about you.
那么你所的遗传到的这个基因呢，就决定你所有的一切。
With Adam, there's spiritual DNA.
那么从亚当那里来呢，有这个属灵的基因。
We inherited sin from him.
我们从他那里遗传到了罪。
Because of his choice, we inherited death from him.
由于他所做的决定呢，我们从他那里遗传到死亡。
Because of Adam's choice, we inherited condemnation from him.
因为亚当所做的决定，我们从他那里遗传到定罪。
You know, when we get to heaven,
你知道，当我们到天堂的时候，
we should find Adam.
我们要去找亚当。
We should circle around him.
我们需要围着他。
And somebody should kick him in the knee.
有人应该踢他一脚。
Adam is safe in heaven.
亚当在天堂里呢很安全。
Because everybody there is like Christ, so they forgive Adam.
因为那里每个人都像基督，所以他们都原谅他了。
But I'm still working on it.
但是呢，我还在努力。
Because Adam determined our fate.
因为亚当决定了他的命运。
Let me describe the first Adam and the last Adam.
所以呢，这里让我来描述，第一个亚当跟最后的亚当。
Paul uses this language to describe Adam and Christ.
保罗用这样子的言语来描述亚当和基督。
He calls Adam the first Adam.
他称亚当为第一个亚当。
And he calls Christ the last Adam.
他称基督为最后的亚当。
Are you not glad there's not three Adams?
你没有第三个啊？你们是不是很庆幸没有第三个亚当
？The first Adam destroyed us.
第一个亚当毁了我们。
The second Adam, by his choice, delivered us.
第二个亚当由于他所做的决定，拯救了我们。
And just as we were totally controlled, our future was totally controlled by Adam.
当我们的未来是完全被第一个亚当掌控的时候
，It's now totally controlled by Christ.
现在呢，我们的将来是完完全全的被基督掌控。
And Paul calls Adam the first man.
所以呢。保罗称亚当是第一个人。
And interestingly, he calls Christ the second man.
那么很有意思的，保罗称基督为第二个人。
As far as God is concerned, there's only two men.
所以从神来看呢，就只有两个人。
The first and the second.
第一和第二。
And everyone else are copies.
所有其他的人呢，都是复制品。
We're just like copies in a Xerox machine.
我们呢，就像这个复印机里出来的复制品。
We're either copies of the first one, Adam.
我们或者是呢，第一个亚当的复制品。
We're copies of the second man, Christ.
或者呢，是第二个人，就是基督的复制品。
If Adam, by his choice, should so totally destroy us,
如果亚当呢，由于他所做的决定，就完全的毁了我们。
And he was a mere man.
他只是一个人。
How much more will the God man deliver us?
那么这个神的人是如何能够更加的能够拯救我们？
By his choice.
由于他所做的决定。
Your fate is totally determined by Christ.
所以你的命运呢是完完全全的取决于基督。
And he also calls Adam the old worn-out man.
那么他也称亚当为那个破旧的人。
The man who's always deteriorating.
那么一直在败坏的一个人。
While Christ is the brand new man.
那么基督呢是那个全新的人。
Who will always be fresh and innocent and vibrant?
他永远是新鲜的，永远是活泼的，永远是有生命的。
And all of humanity is either in Adam or in Christ.
所有的人类呢，或者在亚当里，或者就在基督里。
And what the Holy Spirit does, the Holy Spirit's ministry is to make us conscious.To live our life out of Christ.
那么圣灵的工作呢，就是要让我们能够生活在基督里。
This morning,
今天早上
，I picked out the clothes that I was going to wear to preach.
那么我就拿起来我今天要穿了来讲道的衣服。
And I walked out to my wife Carol, who had just made breakfast.
那么我就去看我的妻子，她刚刚把那个早餐做好。
She looked me over.
她把我看了一遍。
And went.
然后就摇摇头。
How do you translate this?
她就一直左右看。
She said no.
她说不行。
Then she went in and picked out an outfit.
然后呢，她就进去就她为我选了衣服。
The Holy Spirit's job.
那么圣灵的工作
is to look us over.
就是把我们从完上看一遍。
And say.
然后就说嗯。
Don't wear what you're wearing.
不要穿你现在穿的。
You're wearing the old clothing of Adam.
你在穿着亚当的旧衣服。
You're wearing his suspicion.
你穿了他的怀疑。
You're wearing his love of darkness.
你穿了他对黑暗的喜好。
You're wearing his hatred of himself and his hatred for others.
你穿了他对自己的愤恨，也穿着他对别人的愤恨。
Don't wear that clothing.
不要穿这一套。
Wear the clothing of Christ.
穿基督的衣服。
Dress as a well-loved son of God.
穿得像一个神所爱的人。
Notice how it's put.
让我们看。
Next one. In verse 22.
第二十二节。
That in reference to your conduct.
就是在你们的行为上。
That is how you live your life.
那就是说你们怎么样过日子。
You lay aside like you would lay aside clothing.
你呢就好像把那个衣服脱去一样。
The old man.
那么旧的。
Referring to the clothing from Adam.
就是说亚当就是指到亚当的衣着。
Which is being corrupted according to the lusts of the sea.
这个旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的。
And that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind.
又要将你们的心智改换一新。
And that's referring to the ministry of the Holy Spirit.
这个呢，就是指到圣灵的工作。
Who renews our mind?
他呢，这个更新我们的心意。
And put on light clothing.
然后呢，又穿上新人。
The new man.
是新人的衣着。
Christ.
是基督的。
Since you're owned by God.
因为你是属于神的。
Wear the clothing that God provides the character of Christ.
那么就穿着神为你们所预备的，穿着是基督的性格的。
Don't live with Adam's rags.
不要穿着，过日子的时候穿着亚当的破旧的衣服。
Live with the rich clothing that we have in Christ.
过活的时候穿着在基督里我们那个很好的衣服。富贵的衣服。
So the Holy Spirit is the doorman to the Trinity.
所以呢，圣灵呢，就是进入三一神的这个开门的人。
He opens the door to a father-son relationship to God for us.
他呢，打开这一扇门，让我们进入个父神和子神之间的关系。
And he opens the door.
他打开这个门。
So that we can put on the clothing of Christ.
让我们能够穿上基督的衣着。
As he tells us continually.
他就不停地这样子的告诉我们。
You have a father in heaven.
你在天上有一位父亲。
And you are clothed in the Son.
那么你又穿戴了儿子。
You are accepted the way the Son is accepted by the Father.
你呢就如同儿子一样的被父接纳。
Let us pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Our Father, we thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit.
我们的天父，我们为你给我们圣灵献上感谢。
And we would ask that we would respond to his presence.
那我们祈求我们对他能够回应他的同在。
By trusting what you are telling us in the Bible.
那么就是信靠你在圣经里所告诉我们的。
That we are clothed in Christ.
就是说我们已是披戴基督。
We have the status of Christ before you.
我们在你面前有基督的身份。
And that you are our loving Father.
你是有爱我们的父亲。
And we can share our lives with you.
那我们可以把我们的生命跟你分享。
We thank you for these realities.
我们为这一切的实际的献上感谢。
In Jesus' name.
奉靠耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.